Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Why are you calling me? It's time for the show.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your host, Abdul Shaheed, your certified symptometry health coach. And this is AM360, Optimal Health on AM360. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. We give all the praise and the thanks for the Almighty for allowing us to be here this evening with you and for allowing you to take time out of your busy schedule to be here with us. It is our aim and objective every week on AM360 to enlighten health-conscious individuals on root cause therapeutics and provide them with guidance and general wellness and cell nourishment. Brother and sister, health is all about taking care of the needs of ourselves. For if we take care of the needs of ourselves, ourselves will take care of us. If they are healthy, we'll be healthy. If they're congested, we'll be congested. So, brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode of Optimal Health. We certainly appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us this evening. We have an excellent program outlined for us. We're not going to waste any time. We're not going to waste any time at all. The month of October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we want to do our part in making more people aware of this dreadful disease and cancer of any type. All come from the same source. Doesn't make any difference whether it's breast cancer, bone cancer, blood cancer, cancer of the prostate, cancer of the lungs. Doesn't make any difference. As far as contamination is concerned, cancer is cancer. Lack of oxygen in the cell. The cells are on lockdown. No nutrient can enter the cell. No water can enter the cell. No glucose can enter the cells. No oxygen can enter the cells because the cells are on lockdown. Lockdown means the cell membrane is calcified because the person cooked with the wrong oil. They consumed saturated fat. They used the wrong salt. They ate raw plants. They poisoned themselves. All these things would compromise the cell and cause the matrix that everything is made up of to be fractured, to be fissured. These are the facts, brother and sister. These are the facts. Now, here's some facts about breast cancer. Every 13 minutes, a woman dies of breast cancer. Every 13 minutes, a woman died of breast cancer. Absolutely amazing. And cancer is curable, brother and sister. In all of the research document we show, it says that, all the research document that we've been reading, is saying that cancer is incurable and that they're still doing research. But that's not true, brother and sister. Cancer is curable. In 1934, Dr. Otto Warburg received the double Nobel Peace Prize for the cause of cancer. He determined that cancer was a lack of oxygen in the cells. Lack of oxygen in the cell, and we just explained it. Cancer is a neoplastic enzyme that was spontaneous come into existence wherever there is no oxygen. It is anaerobic, which means it thrives without oxygen. Oxygen is the life sustainer for the human cells, brother and sister. It is the life sustainer. We must have oxygen within our cells, all 75 to 100 trillion of them must have oxygen. Well, here's a thought. There's oxygen in the food we eat, oxygen in the air we breathe, oxygen in the water we drink. But in a human being, there will be still many places that will not have oxygen. How is that possible? It's because of the food we eat, the beverages we drink, and the toxic that we expose ourselves to. That's why that's the case. So cancer is a condition. When it says incurable, it is because surgery do not work, drugs do not work. That includes chemotherapy, radiation, all those things do not work. You can't cure it with food. You can change your diet. You can modify the diet. You can have a scientific diet, but it won't cure the disease. Food does not cure disease. Herbs won't work. Drinking high alkaline water won't work. So what works? How do we get oxygen back into cells? Well, we're going to be answering that question as we proceed. If you would take a moment to call someone that you know, they need to know this information. We all have a human body, and we're responsible for it. We must take care of it. And the way we take care of it is taking care of the needs of the cells. No one is coming to save us, brothers and sisters. No one. If they were coming, they would have arrived already. They're not coming. We have to save ourselves. That's what has to happen. So if you know someone that should be on this call and listen to this program, who might have cancer, who might have a family member with cancer, who might know someone, an acquaintance, a business associate, anyone at all, they need to be on this call so they can hear the scientific information about cancer. The remaining month of October on Optima Health, we'll be talking about cancer in general. Cancer is cancer. It doesn't make any difference where it's located in the body. But because of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we're talking about breast cancer. We'll be losing over 42,000 women and 520 men to breast cancer and more than 600,000 worldwide. These are the latest statistics. And 90% of those deaths result from metastasis disease. That's where the cancer has spread to other parts of the body, the bones, the lungs. And this document I'm reading from said there's no cure. And the average life expectancy is just 3 years. That's what they said. But we already know there's a cure for every disease. We are a student of cytometry. I'm a student at the American School of Cytometry. Every disease is curable. It's easy to cure the disease, but the problem is the person that has the disease. That's where the problem comes in, getting them to do what must be done and be determined enough to do it. That's what it takes. Determination. The right scientific information. And someone to work with. You need two things as far as product is concerned. And that's what you're going to get out of the presentation today and the rest of this month, all about cancer and how we protect ourselves, how we keep ourselves healthy. That's what we must do. So, brothers and sisters, welcome to a new episode of Optima Health. Please take a moment to call someone you know that should be on this call and listening to this information. As we take our first break, then we're going to come back. We have our certified cytometry health coach along with us, Mrs. Rita Taylor, that's going to be working with us today. And she's going to be sharing a lot of information about the untold truth about cancer, untold truth about cancer. Things that we need to know so we can protect ourselves. So, brothers and sisters, please do not go anywhere. You with Abdul Shaheed and guests, your certified cytometry health coach, and your host of Optima Health. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. You're with Abdul Shaheed, your host of Optima Health, and also your certified Sin Time as your health coach. Welcome again to a new episode of Optima Health. We have our guest. We've already opened her mic. Mrs. Rita, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you so much. Good afternoon, everyone. Assalamualaikum.
Walaikum assalam to you. Thank you for joining us today. And you're going to be sharing some information with us about the untold truth about cancer. And we'll be talking about cancer for the rest of the month on Optima Health. It is so important for us to talk about this topic in recognition of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Many of our sisters and our mothers and our aunts are having to suffer with this disease, and we can do something about it. We can share information, knowledge, and facts. And that's what the purpose of this program is today, to share more facts of life about these diseases that we have and what we can do. We have to do our part. We have to save ourselves. It is our body to take care of. So we have the knowledge that we've gained from being a student at the American School of Cytometry. And we're sharing the knowledge on Optima Health. That's why we know what we know, brother and sister. This is not a game. It's more than a program. It's more than a show. And we take it seriously, what we're doing, the information that we share, our learning experiences at the American School of Cytometry. We take it seriously. But are you taking it serious? That's the question. For everyone that has a disease has to do the heavy lifting to reverse their disease. You can learn all this information, but if you don't use it and apply it, do something with it to reverse your condition, the cells do not care. The cells of our body do not care. They will do either one. They will give us health or they will give us disease. They don't care. It's up to us to give them the intent. All they need is an intention. That's our responsibility, to give them the intention to reverse our disease and give them what they need. They're gifted with atomic intelligence to figure things out, and that's what they'll do. We have to do our part, brother and sister. We have become knowledgeable. People who are leading us and in control do not have enough knowledge. That's why the world is upside down, messed up. It's our responsibility to write it back up. So we're going to give way to our helper in presenting this topic today.
Okay.
Our co-host today of Optima Health, this is Rita Taylor.
Okay.
We are giving way to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. This afternoon, I'm delighted to share with you the untold truth about cancer. Brothers and sisters, cancer can be cured. And we have ways to share with you what you need to know to prevent it. If you don't have cancer, we are going to share with you the things that you need to know. And if you do, we also want to share with you that the cancer that you have, when they tell you it's in remission, it's not in remission. The cancer is there. They gave you a treatment just to cover it up. And in 3 or 4 years, they will show their face. Why? Because the root cause of the cancer is still there. They didn't remove anything. They gave you chemo radiation. And those did not help you. It just covered a poison that they put into your body. Believe me. I'm going to share with you because my husband had colon cancer. He didn't die for him, but I'm telling you that all that he went through is like me having cancer, the chemo, and all that thing that we went through. It was painful for him, and it was painful for me to watch. And symptometry has given us a lot of information that I'm going to share with you today so that we can prevent it. And if you have it, please run to symptometry, because we do have the particulars to help you to remove the disease that is still there. The disease is still there so that you can have optimal, healthy life. You know, we've been told that most of us would get cancer by the age of 60. Why? Why should we get cancer by the age of 60? All because they don't know why, but they tell you that. But they also don't tell you that it is the food that you eat that also causes cancer and what you can do to prevent cancer. So let me tell you, when you have cancer, the first thing that they will tell you to do is have radiation or chemotherapy and have surgery. Remember, when you have surgery, there's no guarantee that the disease, all of it has been removed. And so you have the chemo so that it can kill the disease with poison, which go into your body, and it's still there. That was a symptom treatment that you got. The doctors cannot guarantee you that you will not have the cancer back. They never told us that. They said that you wait for 5 years. If it doesn't show up, then you're in remission. But every day, every year, you're supposed to have colonoscopy, which is also bad for your body. So why are we not being told the truth? Symptometry do have the facts, and I'm going to share with you why people die from cancer. It's not cancer that kills them, though. It's the treatment you're giving them that kills them. Okay? Cancer doesn't kill anyone. But it's the treatment that you're getting, the poison that they're putting in your stomach, in your body, in your cells, that are going to kill you. Okay? Let's talk about why we have cancer. Brother Saheed talked about the reason you have cancer is that part of the body does not have oxygen. It's lack of oxygen that you don't have. But they don't tell you that, because somebody got a Nobel Prize on 1934, whatever. They knew that it's because that part of the breast or the colon did not have oxygen. So instead of treating us on that, they come up with all kinds of things. Okay. The other thing is that there are two people that comes out of this mess. The people that have had the cancer and wanted to know why they have it, and the people that had cancer and they want to get rid of it. Okay? Let me tell you what we can do to help you. First of all, if anybody tells you that cancer is genetic, it is preposterous. It is not genetic, because the gene is infallible. It's indestructible. The gene doesn't cause cancer. The food that we've been eating that caused cancer. So it is not genetic. So anybody tells you, oh, your mom got it, your brother got it because it's genetic, no, it's not true. Okay? There's nothing like cancer gene. What is that? Alzheimer's gene, Huntington, there's nothing like that. But people think that it's genetic. No. Brothers and sisters, it is not genetic. It is the food that we're eating that is causing it. And I will talk about that as we go on. Okay. The reason you have is that your DNA has been compromised. And the DNA has been compromised because of the food that you're eating, all the chaotic eating that you're eating, all the sodas, the fats, all the stuff that you eat. That has compromised your DNA. And so long as the DNA is broken, is fissured, you're going to have problems. And until you fix that, you're not going to be cured. You're going to have the disease. So when you do have the chemo, it's not fixing the disease. I don't know why they're pouring poison into your body. It's not fixing the disease. It's just covering it up. And symptometry said, no, it's covering it up. You come to us, and we do have the particulate to ionize, to break the bond, to get to the bottom, to fix the capillaries, to fix it, to clean it up for you so that you can be healthy again. And until you do that, thing is remission, and it will come back. And when it comes back, sometimes people don't survive. So if you have the chemo the first time and it came back again, why would you like to go and do the same thing? Repeating the same thing will give you the same result. So why would you like to do chemo? The things that the doctors are not telling you, they're not telling you that what they are using is poison and it's not helping you. And we are here to tell you that until you deviate from that kind of situation, until you get to the root cause of it, the bonds that are tight that need to be broken, the covalent that need to be ionized, and hydrogen, which is the bonds there that need to be broken, your cancer is still in you. Your cancer is still in you. And so we have talked about the DNA, what you should not compromise your DNA. And you compromise your DNA because of the food that you're eating, the impurities that have built up over the years, the poison that you have put in your, especially if you have the chemo is poison. They're turning you poison with poison. So that poison is still in your body. So how are you going to get rid of it? Okay? The only way you can get rid of it is to ionize it, hydrolyze it, and making sure that it is the bones are broken, the covalent bones are broken, in order for you to get to the bottom of it. Okay, so we are also going to talk to you about, you know, when your DNA is fissured, it means that the cells are locked down. It means that you're not getting the nutrients to your part of your body. So your cells are jammed, and you cannot jam them with chemo. You can jam it with chemo. You have to use our method of ionizing, hydrolyzing, and electrolytic association for you to be able to unjam it, to break the bond. And until you do that, that disease is going to be in you. Okay. So one of the enzymes that we are talking about is the neoplastic enzyme that will destroy everything in its part, in its path. It will destroy your red blood cells. It will destroy your epithelium. Everything in the body, it will destroy it. And then it makes it very, very difficult for your DNA to be repaired. Okay? Because it's destroying that. Your DNA polymerase will not be there. Your canis and cytosine will not be dividing. Okay? And the average person does not understand why they have cancer. So until you understand the reason for having a cancer, you're going to repeat the same mistake over and over again, and it will not help you. Okay? So let me go on and show you what you can do. That chemotherapy and radiation doesn't do anything to your body. It does not kill the cancer cells. It does not do anything. It just adds poison on poison. And again, you have maybe one chance of a surgeon that will be able to remove all of that. When my husband had colon cancer 20 years ago, the surgeon told us that because of the location of the cancer, he was able to pull everything, but still he insisted that we go through chemo for the cells to be poisoned. And believe me, that poison was painful to watch for 6 months. And I do not recommend chemo or radiation or anybody, anything to anyone, because cancer is not death. Cancer is a disease that can be cured. Okay, so before I went with you, what caused cancer? Cancer that doesn't just occur. What caused cancer that all of us need to know? All around us, we have toxic metal. The food we eat, everything has toxic metal that you need to know that is one of the causes of cancer. We also have a fungus called aflatoxin that also causes cancer in us. And strep, you know, strep, we are born with strep, but we're supposed to make sure that we're obeying the rules so that strep doesn't come in and take over your body. It's one of the causes. We call it the pH rule. If you do break that rule, strep will come in and show you that they are king. Okay? Saturated fat. How many of us eat saturated fat? When you have meat, how do you cook your meat? Did you just put on a grill for 30 minutes? Do you take out the fat, which is called arachidonic acid, and throw it out instead of just put on the grill? How long do you cook that meat? That meat, it came with you with things from the butcher shop. They have injections, poisons that they put in that meat that you're not even aware of. And you're just going to put it on the grill for 30 minutes and you think it's gone? No, it is still there. So we recommend in with symptometry to cook your meat for 12 hours. How do you do it? You come in, you wash it well. Wash it really clean your hands and wash it well. Pull all the fat out. And then put it on high heat for 1 hour. Cook that meat for 1 hour. And after you cook that meat for 1 hour, you take it out and season it with your season, which is very few, your pepper, the things that we recommend, and put in a crock pot for 11 hours. Why do we recommend that you cook it for 11 hours? Because first of all, it will neutralize all the poisons that you have in the meat. And also the amino acids will come out so that's what you need. So there's a reason that we ask you to do that, because if you just cook your meat for 1 hour, the poisons are still in there. And you're eating it. You're going to compromise your diet. That is saturated fat. The pork, all the things that have fat in them, the cheeses and all that stuff, they will compromise your DNA. So you need to know that. That saturated fat is one of the reasons that people have cancer. Okay. The point is, what has toxic metal? You're going to say, oh, you talk about toxic metal. Yeah, but you know it is in cereal. Your cereal, the cold cereal, you have toxic metals in them. And even in some hot cereal, you have bismuth, you have all these metals that is in there. Toxic metals everywhere. It's all around us. So we do have the molecules that you can take to liquefy the toxic metals. Okay? And you need to basically so that it can help you. Where are some of the places where you find toxic metals? In crabs, in mudfish, in crawfish, in snails, and shrimp. And isn't that the food that we all love to eat? They all have toxic metals. So modify and eat less of these foods because toxic metal will get you. Okay. Aflatoxin. Aflatoxin is my pet peeve. I used to be a nut eater. I love nut. I eat it for breakfast and lunch, but not anymore because my mind has been made up that I don't need that because it's poison. Why? There is a fungus in there, a carcinogen fungus in peanuts and other nuts. And why? Why do you eat peanuts? Why do you eat nuts? There's no need for you to eat nuts because you know what? They have saturated fat.
And they also have a fungi that is extremely poisonous. And also they do have a poison called prussic acid in nuts. So nuts alone have things that are not good for you. But when you go to places, don't they serve nuts everywhere? And as we eat them. If I were you, I would be in moderation because nuts are not good for us. It has fungi. It has prussic acid. That is one of those things that I want to share with you. So if you're a nut eater, please let's moderate it, or if you can stop it, because I stopped it cold when I found out what it was doing to my body. And I haven't eaten nuts for almost 6-7 years. Okay, the next one is streptococcus. You know what? Strep, we're born with strep. But strep is there to help us if we do the right thing, if we obey the rules. If you don't, strep will be there to show that we're king. Okay, we have what we call pH balance. Things should not be acidic or alkaline. It needs to be in balance. And when you go over, strep will be there for you. So make sure you obey that rule, the pH rule, okay? Raw onions. Oh, my gosh. Raw onions. How many of you put raw onions on your sandwiches and everything else? When you say, oh, hamburger, they put raw onions? You know what? Raw onions have theosulfate. And that theosulfate will reduce your speed, which tennis and cycling need to divide yourself, okay? And it is the reduction of the speed that them into a cancer tumor cell. You know what? How do we do in centometry about onions? You're supposed to cook with it, but you're supposed to remove the onions. You're not supposed to eat them. After you cook with them, you scoop them up. Like you're making a stew, you scoop it out. And you just need it for flavor. You don't need it to be eaten because, as I said, there are some sulfur in raw onions. And people that eat garlic, oh, my God, garlic doesn't have any benefits to us. But people will eat garlic. It is so untrue that you need not even touch garlic. It's not good for yourself. And again, raw onions should not be eaten. Raw onions should not be eaten. You can cook with it, scoop it out, and use it for flavor because we do have the theosulfate in it. Fat diet. You know what? When you go to the hamburger place and you have the cheese and all the stuff and you have the tomatoes and raw onions and all the good, you know, all the stuff, the mayonnaise and all this stuff, those are not something you need to eat all the time, maybe once a while, but those are the beginning of your fatty diet. And if you're somebody who eat it every day, you're asking for trouble because you know what? It will not be thoroughly digested because you need the lipotropic hormone for emulsification enzyme, pancreatic lipase, and intestine, for it to be able to use that. So why are we enjoying that diet that we know that it is hurting us? The doctor, when you go to the doctor, they don't ask you, what kind of food are you eating? They say, what can we do to pour more chemo, more poison into your body? Okay. So should breast cancer or colon cancer be a mystery disease? No. We know what we can do to prevent it. And it, even if you don't know and you get it, you have it, do not just stick with it because you know what? It will come back again. And when it comes back, it can be ferocious. So centometry do have the particulates to break the bonds, to hydrolyze, ionize, and electrolytic associates to help you break the covalent bonds to make sure that we get to the root cause of this disease that you have. Don't sit there with that image that you're going to die, because, you know, cancer doesn't kill. It is what you do to your body that will kill you. Okay, so we know that it is not a mystery disease. We know that food, you know, give us energy, but also will be susceptible to diseases if you eat the right food. That's what we call scientific eating here in symptometry. We call scientific eating. Like we talked about how you cook your meat and how do you do vegetables. You know, vegetables, when you buy vegetables, remember that vegetables are in the wild. They are there to protect themselves from the predators that come in, so they have poisons and all that stuff in them, on them. So when you bring them home, you need to wash it, because the soil that is coming out needs to be washed thoroughly so that you don't have any sand in that food. And when you gotta make sure that you clean it up and you put in saline solutions, especially if it's collard green or mustard green or turnip greens or the greens that you have, put in saline solution for 8 minutes. Why? It break, you know, whatever poison that's in there, it will remove that. And then you put in a pot. Cook it for an hour uncovered. Why? Because you have ammonia and phyto in there that need to be evaporated. Cook that greens uncovered. To me, I cook all my food uncovered anyway. Cook it uncovered. Cook it for an hour. And then after that, you can cover it and boil it for another hour and a half, depending on how tough the greens are. So again, you don't want to digest the ammonia and the phyto and the acid that comes with it. Uncover it. Okay. So we know that we need food for energy, but we also know that food can kill us. Food cannot heal diseases. Food can give us some energy while we need it, but if you eat the wrong kind of food, it will also kill you. And that's what I do. Every time I'm going to eat something, I say, oh, okay. I know it's a double-edged sword. Basically, it can kill me, and it can also give me some energy. So make sure that the food that you eat is, you know, basically scientifically cooked and scientifically, you know, basically you eat the way symptomatic wants you to eat so that you can prevent these kind of diseases, because, you know, everything is preventable. It is up to us. And, you know, my mother taught me and said, if it's up to me, it's up to me. Anything that is going to happen to me, it is up to me. You know, your health is not your mother's business or your daughter's business or your husband's business. Health is an individual journey. Because at the end of the day, you are the one that's going to be in the hospital bed. It's not going to be your husband or your daughter. So you want to be ultimately healthy. So the other thing I'd like to also share with you is that we need to make sure that we use. What kind of oil do you use? What kind of oil do you cook with? Okay, olive oil, coconut oil, palm oil, all of those are very fatty oil. We recommend canola because it's polyunsaturated fat. It has less oil in it, and it doesn't have the fatty acid that goes with it. The other oil has fatty and glycerol. You don't want those. And so, again, you're compromising with the oil that you use. Believe me, I used to be an olive oil person until I came to symptometry, and I was given the reason why olive oil is not good, because it is fat. Why would I want fat in my body? You do not need it. Again, it's one of the causes of cancer. So please make sure the saturated fat slow down your cell activity. You know, your cell is supposed to be moving at the speed of light, 185 miles per second. Your blood needs to move. And if you don't move your blood and you have all these fat in there, the oil, the all the olive oil and all that stuff is going to cause drag on that. It's going to cause diseases. It will have what we call blood impurity, which will put that cell, I mean, your cell in the lockdown. And when you put that cell in the lockdown, nothing happens. Your nutrients are not getting there. So you are not feeding your cell. As a matter of fact, you are, and until that is removed, you're going to have issues. Again, the cancer will not go away. It will not go anywhere until you get to the bottom of it. And the bottom is, how do you do that? Centometry do have the particulate that will break the covalent bonds and the bonds to make sure the ionized hydrolyzed and all that stuff. We do have that. That will get to the root cause of that. But before you do that, don't poison yourself with all this food that I've talked about, because it's up to you to prevent cancer. Your mother cannot help you. Your sister cannot help you. But you can prevent it by yourself with the food and everything that you eat. Look, there's going to be some time you're going to eat something, but please eat in moderation, okay? Instead of every day going to McDee's, maybe once every 3 or 4 months, basically. But after that, you find out that you don't even want to eat McDee's anymore. Your mind has already made up that you don't need McDee's. So, again, health. What is health? What is health? What is health? You need to ask yourself, why do I want to be optimally healthy? Because the health is the reward that the cell bestowed on the person who aligns their mind with the needs of their cell, which means you're not eating fatty food, you're not cooking with all the you know, olive oil and palm oil and coconut oil and all that stuff, but you're using canola oil, which is polyunsaturated fat, and it is better for you, because you need to make sure that you don't have a lot of oil in your body. So what can we do to help ourselves? I'm going to show you some of the sources of saturated fat that we take for granted. Avocados is nothing but saturated fat. Eggs. How many times a week or a day do you eat eggs? Saturated fat. Butter. Saturated fat. Margarine. Saturated fat. Palm oil. Saturated fat. Lard. Beef tallow. Beef bacon. Pork. Almond flour pizza. Cashew vegan cheese dressed. Coconut oil. Coconut is a fruit, not nut. But it has a lot of lauric acid in coconut. Okay? Seaweed rolls with brown rice, chicken breast and thighs, goat, sheep, game, all vegetable oils, including canola oil, but you need to know that canola is what we recommend, because you need to select your food scientifically. And if you avoid some of these foods, you will prevent the causes of cancer in your body. Again, avoid saturated fat and make sure that you eat moderately or not at all, because sometimes when you have the disease, we tell you not to eat that food anymore, and then you have to make a choice. What do I want to do? Okay? Again, how many of us drink alcohol? A lot of us drink alcohol and wine to be a wine drinker until I can't synthesize. You know what? It will denature your enzymes. And when it denatures your enzyme, it means your cells cannot divide. And then it cannot, you know, digest your protein to peptides or permeases to modify the nutrients so that you can nourish yourself, okay? And you really need to refrain, unless you have to, about alcohol, because if you denature your enzyme, your cells are not going to go anywhere. Again, these are some of the things that we need to worry about. A lot of people, vegan, vegetarian, and all this stuff, and, they eat nuts, drink the nut milk, consume nut butter and nut cheese. They eat sea moss and seaweed, which are loaded with heavy metals. So you are contributing to your disease. The doctors won't tell you that. But when you're ready to go in there and you have cancer, you're ready to do surgery. You're ready to send you to do chemo or radiation. And they are not good for yourself. Okay? So let's make sure that we take care of ourselves by eating the right food, scientifically eating, scientifically cooking, and not eating food, saturated fat, which we need to avoid at all costs if you don't want to have cancer in your body. Because once you have cancer, people think that you're going to die. No, you will not. Syntoma, that's what we have the solution. We have the solution in syntometry. We will get to the bottom of it and help you heal so that you become optimally healthy, so that you can become optimally healthy. And what is an optimal health? Is the natural ability of all your cell body parts to resist diseases. The natural ability of all your cell body parts to resist diseases. What are you going to do to help yourself? If it's going to be, it is up to you and me. And that is what I have for you today. And Brother Saheed, if you want to add anything, please do.
Excellent, 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 Ms. Narita. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and see if we have any questions for you. We're going to open the line, give them an opportunity to ask any questions. There was a lot of information that was shared, excellent information. Brother and sister, we'd like to repeat one more time that these are facts. It's not our opinion. There's nothing to argue with. We're not here to debate with anyone. We're here to share scientific information about how to take care of our own self, how to take care of our cells. Our body composes 75 to 100 trillion of them. If they're sick, we'll be sick. If they're healthy, we will be healthy. If they're congested with poison, that is poison in us. If we poison them with the food that we choose to eat, then the doctor we go to, they poison us some more. That's what happens, brothers and sisters. These are the facts. And no one, Ms. Rita pointed out, and I'm pointing it out again, is coming to save us. Our parent did the best they could to get us here. Now the rest of it is up to us. We were sent here to be tested, and that's what's happening. So we must learn how to become smarter, earth smart, how to live on this planet without catching the disease. We must learn about how to become health smart. There's things that we have to do. We have to be in compliance with the health rules. There's many health rules, and no one is teaching you about these health rules. Ms. Rita mentioned the pH rule. If you violate the pH rule, there's a pH police we're all born with. They show no favor, none. They execute the law. Flawless. They can become our best friend, and they will attack every microbe that enter our body if we stay in compliance with the pH rule. If we violate the pH rule, they have about 10, 11 different weapons to release into our blood, cause us more problems. They will produce cancer right in our colon. Colon rectal cancer comes from violating the pH rule. That's what happened. People didn't know. Now we have cytometry. Now we have a school that can teach people the science of healing. This is what has to happen, brothers and sisters, if we want to maintain our health on this planet. There are things that we have to do. The human being is high maintenance and repair. No one is doing the necessary repair work. We're just eating food and eating food and eating food and drinking water and going to the bathroom a few times a day. That's less than 10% that we're doing. Who's teaching us the 90%, the 95% of what we must do to be healthy? No one. That's why we're sick, and that's why we're sick and dying. And we learn the science and apply it. Cytometry is therapeutic science. It must be applied. Just to talk about it and discuss it, that's fine. But it's not going to work if you don't work it. Now we have a science that we all can work so we can become the best possible human being on this planet. Energized, with our brain always being alert and paying attention to everything in our environment. Coming up with ideas that have never been created before. That's what we have the capacity to do, brothers and sisters. We optimize our health. We'll come up with ideas that's never been created, never been thought of before. Because our brain will be so sharp, because we won't have a disease in our body to deplete energy from our brain. If our brain is losing energy because we are sick, there won't be enough energy to produce fresh ideas. We'll be stuck right where we are. And that's the reason why we're stuck, brother and sister, in this situation we find ourselves in. So, brother and sister, we'll be right back. We're going to take a short break. Then we're going to come back and open the line for questions. I'm sure you have a lot of questions. A lot of information was shared. But we're not here to debate with anyone. We're not wasting our time debating. Too many lives are at stake. I said earlier, every 13 minutes, a person died from breast cancer. Now we've been talking for about an hour now. You can do your division and find out how many people have died from breast cancer. It's incredible. We must do our part, brothers and sisters. We must learn this information so we can share it with our children, our grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. I have great-grandchildren. And I'm sure some people on this phone have great-grandchildren. If we don't learn it and practice it and do it, reverse our condition, cure our diseases, they will never learn that we have disability. We already shared the definition of optimal health. It is the natural ability for all of our body parts to resist diseases by resisting microbes, resistant to poison, toxic parasites, toxic metal, alkaloids, all these things, acid. We have the ability to do it. We can't do it without learning the information, the knowledge. That's what we're sharing here, that you will not hear anywhere but at the American School of Cytometry. So, brothers and sisters, please don't leave unless you're going to dial someone. Ask them to join us. We're going to have another hour left into the program, and we'll be right back. So please do not go anywhere. With Abdul Shaheed and guest, Mrs. Rita Taylor, both of us are certified cytometry health coach, and we learn an excellent science to cure every disease. And it's up to us to do just that. We all have that ability to gain this knowledge and be curing our diseases. So we'll be right back. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Fitra Muhammad bringing you good news. Study Al-Islam Life Topic Series 2020 is back. How many times have you wondered when reading the Quran, what were the challenges and circumstances that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was facing when Allah sent the angel Gabriel with inspired revelation? Join us at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time every Sunday to learn from our scholarly speakers. If you were unable to connect because your carrier charged the fee, you may now listen online at am360.org. For a complete schedule of our speakers, email studyalislam@gmail.com or pick up the Muslim Journal. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sebastian Maniscalco, and my grandfather passed away from Alzheimer's disease in 2005. The Alzheimer's Foundation of America is a national nonprofit agency that's here to help. If you or someone you love has questions about the disease, need someone to talk to, pick up the phone. Call Alzheimer's Foundation of America. Don't be embarrassed. They're here to help you. Call 866-232-8484. Don't forget.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. It's up to you. So what are you going to do? You're going to go grocery shopping, cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Don't you forget about the pharmacy. No, you won't. Because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. This is your time to show the world, your family, and yourself that you're tougher than tough. Now go out there and be the best caregiver this world has ever seen. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, brother and sister. You're with Abdul Shahid and our co-host, our guest, Mrs. Rita Taylor, and we're both a certified symptomatology health coach. I keep emphasizing that. Certified symptomatology health coach is very important. We're not just regular coaches or life coaches, exercise coaches. No. Is how to take care of ourselves, support system for ourselves, support system for our blood, support system for our DNA. This is what we must learn. So, Ms. Rita, I see a hand raised. We're going to go to that hand raise.
Okay.
516-858. Your mic is open. Give us your name and where you're calling from. Ask your question and make your comment. Thank you.
Greetings. This is Gloria Watts. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing fine. Thank you for joining us, Miss Gloria.
Yes, I'm calling from Delaware. I'm actually in a doctor's office. I just have a quick question. I'm with my granddaughter, but I wanted to know, is there anywhere we can, where do we get the information about the seaweed? Because I knew that I was not supposed to be eating it, and I haven't eaten it, but it has metals in it, and I have people always trying to get me to take it, and I'm like, I know the information is somewhere. I just don't know. Is it one of, in one of my lessons that I can find it through symptometry? by the way, I enjoyed the lecture today. It was really, really good. She did very well.
Thank you.
Thank
yeah, she did an excellent job. Ms. Rita did an excellent, excellent job. Yes, to answer your question, there's several sources you can go to. There's a book, The Downside of Nutrition. It should be in that book. the downside of nutrition,
okay.
The things that we should avoid eating, and explain why. And
okay,
once you have the food guide,
have to...
you should have the and you should have the food guide too. It talks about seaweed.
Yes, and I would like to know if you could send me an updated food guide, because I have one from a couple of years ago when I was in class. And I know that Dr. Narte took off, I think he took off one of my favorite, which was butternut squash and okra, because they produce too much mucus.
When it comes to food, we have no favorite, especially if we find out it's killing us.
No,
no
favorite
food.
Please don't let him know I said that. Please don't let Dr. Narte know I said that. Because he does not care about my pilot.
Yeah.
We already know what he's going to say about that.
Yeah. Okay, I just got my stuff out of storage in Arkansas, so I'm here in Delaware. I'll look for my downside of nutrition so that I can get the facts on that, on the, you know, the information
yes,
on that.
Yes, and we'll get with you and share some other information with you about seaweed. And we're going to talk about things that sometimes you have discovered even more things because we have those chromatography machines now that are so sensitive, and they pick up everything, every atom. Now we're able to see. So now we see things that sometimes we're not able to see before. So that's why we have to update the books and update the food guide. So those things will be happening as time goes by because more information is uncovered.
Okay, and I have one last question, and I'll yield the floor. I wanted to ask about the air fryer. Everybody wants to give me these air fryers, and I'm like, I don't think I can have air fryers because when I had a steamer and I steamed fish and I was eating kale, I got in so much trouble by Dr. Narte. And so I know that I wasn't supposed to do that, even cooking on the grill. So I don't know about the air fryer.
No.
You want to answer that, maybe, Rita?
Well, believe me, I know they sell. I just bought an oven, and they wanted to sell me the air fryer. And I said, no, I don't need it. I mean, honestly, if you cook the way Dr. Nathan asked you to cook your food, I mean, you really don't need an air fryer. I mean, basically what it's trying to do is, you know, what is it trying to do? First of all, you're adding another poison on top of the food. So I really don't believe in that. And I didn't buy it, even though they tried to get me to buy it. So, I mean, you know, I mean, don't. Fried food is something you need to try to avoid if you can. You know, that's why here we do cook, using the crock pot instead of frying the food. Because, you know, that is fat, saturated fat that you don't need. And air fryer, I don't know what is in that. I don't know the research on the air fryer to really tell you what it is, but I would stay away from it and just cook the way that you've been taught in centometry to cook your, to cook your food and everything else. I mean, that's what I would suggest to you. Thank you.
Okay. Just to add to that, Ms. Gray, let me add to that.
You know, we have the microwave, now we have air fryer. Those things are fine for heating up the food, for reheating food, to heat it. Convenient for doing that. You might not want to turn on your big oven. You might use the air fryer just to heat the food, but not cooking. Microwaves are not good for cooking. People use it for cooking, but it's not good for cooking because here's what must happen to food in order to release the nutrients in the food. We eat in the meats to get the amino acid. Our DNA is made up of 20 amino acids. So we're not just haphazardly preparing the food in such a way. We're preparing the food scientifically. So our cell will have the amino acid to repair the DNA. If you don't allow the resources to enter the cell, then the cell will not have the resources to restore your health. So we have complete protein, and flesh are complete protein. Plants are incomplete protein, which means they have fewer amino acids for us to consume. Meats have all of the amino acids to consume. So we have to cook the meat in such a way that the amino acid will be released. Otherwise, you just ate a hunk of meat. And you must use water in cooking. You must use water. It's very important that water is in cooking. This is why we have to transfer the meat to a crock pot with water in it to release the amino acid. And also, we must break the bond on the poison that's injected into the meat. The poison. Antibiotic. And we also have different growth hormone. If you eat the meat and you did not neutralize the growth hormone, then this is why you see young ladies with breasts, and they're 12 years old, and they're 11 years old, or 10 years old, and they have big, wide hips. Because they're eating meat, they still have the growth hormone in them. Now they're infected with the growth hormone, and it's working. Everything is maturing much faster. That's why they give the meat, the animal, the growth hormone in the first place, to get them to the market, to fatten them up faster. So there's no surprise why a lot of people are obese, and teenagers are obese for that reason. So by scientific cooking, it neutralizes the antibiotics. It neutralizes the hormones, and it causes the amino acid to be released so the cell will be able to gather them as resources to repair the DNA. If the DNA is remain in disrepair, the disease is going to get more and more chronic because we must repair the DNA. That's why you have the disease in the first place. The DNA has become in disrepair because of the toxin, the poison, has sipped into the nucleus of the cell. So, brothers and sisters, we're sharing facts, and there are reasons for everything. Things just do not just happen in the human body. The disease just not just happen. Cancer is a neuroplastic enzyme, and because it's a neuroplastic enzyme, it will destroy everything that it comes in contact with. That is its aim and objective, to destroy life. That's why it exists. It exists to destroy life. If it's your life, it doesn't care. It will destroy every tissue it comes in contact with. So you have to put up a fight to save your life. You can't just be haphazard and say, oh, okay, yeah, if I die, I die. Or it must be that's what God wants. No. God sent you here for a reason. And he do not need you where he is. We have to wake up, people.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And I just wanted to mention, okay, so I'm not going to do the air fryer unless I'm just warming up something. So
you don't need it unless you're just going to warm your food.
Okay, yeah. I have crock pots. So I have 3 crock pots. So that's what I cook my food in. So, and I do cook my sardines and stuff on the eye in the canola oil and let it be on the fire, you know, on the heat for at least 8 minutes, you know.
Absolutely. To neutralize the nitrates for people who don't know to do that. Don't just eat sardines and tuna and other meats out of the can.
And salmon and canned stuff like that, yeah. Yeah. But one thing I want to say, too, also, is I tried to find out what I could eat, you know, from you, and I got hooked on the farina and the angel hair pasta. But let me tell you something. It's good and it's excellent, but I had to stop eating it every day. Like, I couldn't eat pasta in the morning and angel hair pasta every evening because I gained 15 pounds. And I was like, So I had to cut back, and I don't eat it as much, but it is excellent. It tastes good. I never thought to eat sardines with my farina before, you know, or salmon, or, you know, make it a complete scientific meal, but it's definitely very, very good. I got so hooked on it, I was like, oh, let me move away from the table because I'm eating too much of it. So, but, yeah, it's really good, but I had to slow down.
Thank you for that. Yes.
But there again,
don't overdo anything. Mm-hmm. Don't overdo anything. You have to keep the balance. That's what health is all about. Any extreme, then you're getting away from normalcy.
Yeah.
So don't overdo it.
Right.
And I'd like to add something to the young lady that, you know, less is more. I eat, Karina, I eat to myself, but I don't eat a whole lot, and just enough to fill me up because, yeah, if, like anything else, you overdo it, you know, then you become addictive. So be careful with that, okay? And Brother Saheed.
Yes, I will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. Good questions, and I'm glad that you enjoyed this thing. As you said, this month is the cancer month. We have more information about cancers that we're going to share. And I just want people to know that it's preventable. You know, you don't have to have cancer by the age of 60. No, you do not. And you will not. You will have to say, yeah, I'm going to fight this. I'm going to eat well. I'm going to do the right things. I will cut down on saturated fat. I will not cook with palm oil and olive oil and all that. So you have a choice that you have to make. So I thank all of you for listening today. And as Dr. Nati always said, health. What is health? Health is what the cell bestowed on you for aligning your mind with the needs of yourself, which means that when you see chocolate, you say, it's not good for me because it has theobromine in it. It has poison in it, so I'm not going to eat it.
Yeah.
So you align yourself with that, and believe me, in time, you'll be walking by the chocolate and you would even see it. So assalamu alaikum.
We certainly appreciate you working with us today and sharing your knowledge and sharing your experiences with us. And we certainly appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, Ms. Gloria,
I will see you. Okay, thank you.
Next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. You have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ms. Gloria, did you have another question? No? Okay.
I'm going to be working with Dr. Narki on my next set of particulates. I want to work with taking away the cravings. So sometimes I do have cravings, and I'll get like a bunch of like little tiny bags of potato chips and like a whole like cheese doodles, potato chips, corn chips, and I know that I'm not supposed to have it, and I'll have it that one day.
There's a reason for the craving. There's a reason for the craving. We'll get together with you.
Huh?
Yeah. I said there's a reason for the craving.
I'll have it that one day, and then it's gone. The craving is gone. I won't have it. It might be next week before I have it again, but I don't want to have that craving. You know what I mean? I don't want
to have it. Absolutely. Yeah, I know. Yeah, we'll get together and do your next update, and then you'll get what you need.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so very much. We appreciate you joining in. And sharing and asking questions and making comments, we appreciate that. Keep it up, and stick with scientific cooking, the scientific eating, and scientific living on this planet. The more you do, the more you reverse your condition. That's how it works. Thank you so very much. Just press 1 on your phone. We're going to open the mic for someone else that might have a question. Thank you, brothers and sisters. We have. Maybe about 40 minutes left into our program. For those of you who might have a question, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll answer your question. And if you have a comment to make, we'll entertain your comments as well. Just a couple of notes on cancer. Okay, we have another hand raised. 510-910. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. How you doing?
Alhamdulillah, good. I'm calling you, Sam, because I heard you say something. Heard her say something about washing your greens. And saying, is there a solution to wash the greens in?
Yes, called saline salt solution. That iodine salt that we cook with.
Mm-hmm. Saline salt.
Do you cook with iodine salt?
Yes, I do.
Excellent.
I cook with that with the sea salt. You know what I'm saying, with the iodine in it.
No, I did not say iodine sea salt.
Okay.
What did I say? What did we say?
Okay, you said iodine salt.
Yes, see, there's a difference. And see, these different, we must begin to understand. There's a difference in salt. All salt is not the same. All water is not the same. All food is not the same. All fruits are not the same. All beverages are not the same. And our cells are very specific. Our cells is all about the cells. So the salt that we should be cooking with is iodine salt. It should have three elements, sodium, chloride, and iodine in the right ratio, right proportion, right chemical structure.
Well, where can I find this salt at?
Oh, they sell it at the grocery store, the supermarket. Just look for iodine, the same salt that our parent used with the little girl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give the name. They're not advertising with us. So
I know what
you want to
talk about, the little girl and then with the salt pouring out on
her. Yes. As long as it has iodine on it, that would be the correct salt. It has sodium, it has chloride, and it has iodine. But iodine, sea salt, is not the same as iodine salt. And here's the difference. When you say sea salt, that means it came from the sea.
Right.
And there's an element in the sea that's dominant, and it's called bromine. That salt will have bromine. Bromine is very destructive to our hormones, because it would destroy every gland in the human body.
Hmm.
So people who using iodine salt, they would lose their thyroid, they would lose the adrenal gland, they would lose the parathyroid, and on and on and on.
Okay.
Because that's what it does. That's what bromine does. It's an endocrine destroyer. So please do not use that salt. And here's the reason. I'm giving you the scientific reason. That salt will produce more anions, negative charges, than cation, positive charges. All salt have electrical charges. That's why our body needs salt. That's why it must be the correct salt. All salt have electrical charges. They're called cations and anions. That's how we build electricity. That's how our cells communicate, through electrical energy.
Okay.
So we use the salt with more negative energy, then you already know that's what causes disease, negative energy, displacing positive energy in the human body.
Okay, thank you.
So here's what you do with the salt, because that was your question. You make a saline salt solution. For example, if you're cooking greens, first rinse the greens for about 5 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes. On the running water. Place them in a bowl or place them in a pot. Fill it up with water again. And depending on how much water and how many greens, you're going to add a plastic spoonful of iodine salt. And that's going to make a solution, saline salt solution. And that will remove the pesticide, the herbicide, the fungicide, and all of the microbes that are glued to them, the wax that's sprayed on them in the store to keep them fresh looking, the sulfite that's sprayed on them in the store after they get to the supermarket. All those things could be cancer causing. See? It's
okay,
in the
now
food,
what,
brother
okay,
and sister.
Okay, well, what about, you know, saying, because I'm making a garden. If I grow my own greens, do I need to treat them the same way?
Yes, because all of the soil is the same.
Okay.
The plant is putting minerals, toxic minerals, out of the ground. And they also are pulling toxic matter out of the air. Because here's the thing about a plant that we must know. All plants, even the one that you grow, their main function is to purify the air. Now that we can eat a few of them, if we choose to use science to select them so they don't kill us, that's what we have to do. But all of them purify the air, even the one that we grow. That's the main function. And all of them on planet Earth, the one that we grow, all produce poison. Every plant on planet Earth produces poison because that's what they have to produce to survive, poison.
Okay.
Because they cannot run from us, and they see us as their predator, even though we grow them. They see us as their predators, and they have evolved to the point where they produce poison because they must exist to purify the air, make the air breathable for humans. If the human can't breathe, food would be the last thing we're looking for if we can't breathe, right?
Right.
We must breathe
right,
before we can eat.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, sir. We appreciate the call. We'll be getting with you. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Yeah.
You press 1 on your phone and we'll mute your mic.
As-salamu
alaykum. For another caller. Walaikum as-salam. Thank you. We have 516-858. You might have had your hand raised before. I don't know, but we'll check. Your mic is open.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to. I don't have any more questions, Abdul
okay,
Shahid. I don't have any more questions. I made a mistake. Okay.
Press one, then we'll take
press
that
one
take your
again.
Hand down.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you. So, brothers and sisters, if you have a question, you with Abdul Shahid for the remainder of our program. And we look forward to your question and your comments. We have had an excellent program up to this point because we share some excellent information. We have 646. Your mic is opening. 943.
Yes, salam alaikum. Brother, I'd like to know if this program is being recorded.
Recorded, but we have to always question it because we don't know what might happen before the story is over. But it should be recorded, and if it's recorded, if you send me a text, I'll make sure you get a copy of it. Or either you can go to am360.org after the show, and it should be posted there. Give it some time,
okay?
And it should be posted there.
Yes, sir, brother.
Otherwise, you don't find it there.
I still need some more information, brother. And
what do you need information on?
On the whole program, the program
to
that
do what?
To start the program.
To do what? What are you trying to do?
Well, I talked to you the other day that my lady has that autoimmune disease, and you told me that
you need to have her to give us a call. You need to have her to give us a call.
Okay, I did try to call. Okay, I'll give you a call.
Yeah, just happened to give us a call.
That's the number that you gave me on Saturday and Sunday.
Yes. Yes.
Shahid.
Well, I'm gonna give my contact information before the show ends. And if she's serious about moving forward with St. Thomas, you go to the website. And there's an article there about autoimmune disease.
Okay.
The body is not attacking itself. I mean, see, the body is not attacking itself. The body don't attack itself. So something is missing. See, there's sludge, there's garbage, there's concretion. The cells are on lockdown, too many of them. And the red bone marrow need to be ionized, hydrolyzed, oxidized, so she can begin to produce fresh white blood cells, red blood cells, and platelets. And at the same time, she needs to modify her diet to become a scientific diet, scientific cooking, and scientific living on this planet to reverse her condition. That's
so
the mission here.
Everything out of her refrigerator.
Well, I'm going to leave that up to you. But if it's killing me, I would choose not to eat it. We make mistakes, but you don't have to continue to make mistakes.
I understand that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
And when you're going to be ready to move forward, just let us know. Give me a call.
I will do. Okay. I missed the first part of the cancer, and I really wanted to read that, hear that part. Okay. Thank you, brother.
The program is being recorded, and we'll make sure you get a copy of it. Make sure you get a copy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, and thank you for joining us today. And continue to listen and tune in. Thank you so very much. press 1 on your phone. We're going to mute your mic for another caller. Okay. Okay, we have another caller on the phone. 111-111. You know who that is.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, Sister Amino. How you doing today?
Yes, I just wanted to let you know, I didn't hear a lot of the program, but I want to go back and listen to as well. I'm on my way from the grocery store, and I'm looking at people in front of me in the checkout line making the wrong selections. Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. That's what I do every time I go in the grocery store. I just shake my head.
Not to eat and all of that. Wow. That's all. I just wanted to call in and say that. And there is a cure for cancer.
That's what we do all day long. We go into the store and we see people caught, filled up with poison food.
Yes, sir.
It's going to make them sick. But people have to be informed. We've been misinformed.
Yes.
Now we have to get the right information and begin to take care of ourselves. And our children do not have a clue if we don't get better at this. We must get better at this so they'll be better, make better decisions.
That's true.
So we certainly appreciate you sharing
that
with
us. All
right,
that was all. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Thank you. Press 1 on your phone so we can open the mic for another person. 917-365. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. This is Kai.
Walaikum assalam. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear.
Good.
I'd like to copy the thing today, the meeting, because I missed the first part, but I'd like to copy
okay.
that.
Okay. Yeah. Let me make a note of your phone, your number. I'm going to make a note
okay.
of your number, and I'll make sure you get a – I will text you a copy of the recording.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can also send it too, right?
Say again?
I can send that copy to somebody also, right?
Yeah, you can share it. We'd love for you to share it.
Okay.
You can post it on your social media if you want to. Share it.
Oh.
We're trying to get the word out.
Oh,
let people know.
Yeah,
share it on your
going.
Social media. Get more people. We need to become knowledgeable of how to become optimally healthy. Nobody's going to teach us this. Nobody's coming to save us. We must save ourselves. And that's what the Almighty asks us to do. In the Quran, save yourself first. And this is what it means. If we take care of our health, our brain will be optimized.
Yeah.
So we can make better choices. Life is about making choices. And there are consequences for every choice that we make. Good choices, good consequences. Bad choices, bad consequences.
Bad
they come together, just like that. So we appreciate you sharing it and invite people to come to the next episode of Optimal Health on AM360. All of those things makes a difference. We all can do our part. Now we're learning that cancer is curable, and cancer does not kill anyone. It is the treatment option that the person chose to do. And they give up.
Yeah.
They give in. They stop fighting. We have to fight to the very end, brother and sister. This is what the Almighty wants us to do. He wants us to put forth the effort because he's teaching us something. That's why we're on this planet. We're here to be tested. And it's loaded with tricks and booby traps and illusion. Echo chamber of illusion. That's what planet Earth is. It's toxic, it's predatory, and it's adversary. But we always must remember that we are created to live here. That's what we must remember. That means we have everything it takes to live on this planet without having a disease. A disease is an anomaly. It's not normal. It's abnormacy. Okay? So we'll make sure you get a copy of the program. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have another question?
No, not right now.
Okay.
I'm all
Thank
ears.
You so very much for listening.
Ears.
Yes, sir.
My ears
so
got a little
one on your, Okay, so press 1 on your phone, and then we'll mute your mic and open it for another person. So if you have a question or a comment to make, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll put you into the queue so you can make your question, state your question and your comment. That's what we'll do. We have about 20 minutes left into the program. We just like to say that you're listening to AM 360. And to connect with am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet us at CWSure. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit our parent corporation, Community-Wide Sure Conference, at cwsc.us, or leave a listening comment at 910-317-0297. You are listening to AM360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. Thank you so very much for joining us today. And if you have a question, just press 1 on your phone and we'll open your mic. So Mrs. Rita, our guest, shared a lot of information about cancer. Was shared with us today. So we'd like to make one other statement about cancer. And here it is, brothers and sisters, and we must always be aware of what's going on in our surrounding. Cancer prevention. We talked about how to prevent cancer. Eating scientifically, cooking your food scientifically, and learning how to navigate this planet. That's what prevent most diseases if we did this. So to prevent cancer, these are the things that we must do. Symptomatic research has proven that it's toxic and poison, toxic metal in the food we eat, in the air we breathe, and in the water we drink. It is toxic metal. And we consume saturated fat, the toxic metal will become trapped within the cell. The cell will be on lockdown. Nothing get in and nothing get out. The toxic metal will not be released from the cell. And this is the problem. No waste would be released from the cell. And this is the problem. No nutrient, no resources will enter the cell. For that reason, brothers and sisters, neoplastic enzymes will come into spontaneous existence because the conditions are favorable. Wherever conditions are favorable for life, life will find a way to appear out of nowhere. That's what happens. That's how the Almighty Source Creator has created everything. He provided the condition for life to exist, and life will appear. And we already know what condition that needs to be favorable for life on this planet. That's why we are here. Condition was made favorable. So with that line of thought, screening for cancer is not cancer prevention. Listen to what I'm saying. Screening for cancer is not cancer prevention. Screening is for early cancer detection. It is symptomatic science called symptometry that teaches cancer prevention with what we've been sharing on this program today. Because it has the tool to ionize, grease, and grind from our cells. You eat greasy food, consume saturated fat, it will cause the mitochondria that produce our energy for us to have grease and grime and soot that will prevent its ability to produce energy. We are energy dependent, brothers and sisters. We are energy dependent. We are biological carbon-based organism, and we depend on energy. We cannot do anything without energy. We are energy. You must produce 12 times the energy that we're using. Otherwise, we'll be on an energy deficit. The moment we run out of energy, brothers and sisters, that will be the moment we make our transition to the next world. Because you won't be able to produce no more energy if you run out of it. That's when we make our transition. We will disembody this body, release it back to the earth, and we will move on further on the destiny that the Almighty has for us. We become all energy. That's what happens. I just shared with us what happens. Don't ask me what happened after death. I just shared it with you. That's what happened. So to do cancer screening is not cancer prevention. It's for early detection of the cancer. So we have shared information and knowledge that will prevent cancer if you follow those guidelines. Ionize. Come to Syntomagy to get the particular to ionize the body. We have to do this on a periodic basis, brother and sister, if we want to continue to live on this planet. Toxic metals are everywhere, and they cause cancer. Microbes are everywhere, and some of them cause cancer. Scientific eating, scientific cooking, and scientific living must go hand in hand with cell care, care of our cells. Brother and sister, must go hand in hand with the care of our cells. Symptometry, symptomatic signs, is our cell support system, our DNA support system, and our blood support system. If our blood is dirty, full of grease and grime and soot and blood impurities, it's not going to move at the speed of light. It must move at the speed of light in order for the cell to be nourished. If it doesn't move at the speed of light, many cells will not receive nutrients and resources to keep us healthy. Health is a reward that comes from our cells. If they don't get what they need, they can't carry out their function of keeping us healthy. These are facts, brother and sister. It's not my opinion. These are facts of life. So we just want to get things straight. We eradicate cancer from our body by taking care of the needs of the cell. It is the cell that remove the cancer, not man. This is how the Almighty created our body to function. This is the way it is done. It's not alternative medicine. It's the way it was created to work. It is the way it was created to work. You obey the rules, the laws, and take care of the needs of the cells. The cell will do everything in its power to restore our health. And they have the ability to do it. The Almighty has gifted them with atomic intelligence. No one taught them anything. They know how to figure things out. They call for atomic intelligence. So if you have a question, we have a few minutes left, about 10 minutes left into our program. If you have a question, press 1 on your phone. We'll open your mic. You'll be able to ask your question and make your comment. So brother and sister, we have certainly appreciate sharing this evening with you. And you have done an excellent job paying attention. And we just pray that you take the information and begin to use it. And began to use it for your benefit. It does no good to put it on the shelf and to say, I know that, I know that, and I know that. You must apply this information. It is called applied therapeutic science. It must be applied in order to benefit. Otherwise, there's no benefit in just knowing. It's good to know some things. But there's no benefit if you don't apply this information, if you don't apply the knowledge. We already shared on the program earlier about a fragmented DNA. The DNA will become fragmented because of sludge, garbage, blood impurities will be putting pressure on our matrix, causing it to become fractured and fissured. And then blood impurities and all the garbage will seep into or seek into the fissures, the cracks, rather than the nutrients and resources filling up those things. We will have to fill the cracks, brother and sister, in our matrix. And everything is made from a matrix. Our eyes, our ears, our nose, our organs, our heart, our enzyme, everything, the tissue, the blood, everything made from a matrix. The ground substance from which everything is made, ground zero, believe it or not, that is the matrix. In the matrix is atomic intelligence. Energy is in the matrix. That's why we're energy dependent, and we are energy. And we must always be producing energy. Otherwise, we will run out of it. We're sharing facts on this program, brothers and sisters. Believe me, these are the facts of life. And no one will be telling you or sharing these facts with you. Now we have a school called the American School of Symptometry, not for profit. There for anyone to attend to gain more knowledge as to how to cure every disease so you can become disease-free and remove all of those hereditary diseases from the gene pool, not passing them on any longer, making us susceptible to some diseases because of what we're eating and drinking and the air we breathe. All these things make us susceptible to the disease. We don't have to have the disease if we follow the rules, the laws, and abide by them every day, every day. Health is not guaranteed to anyone, brother and sister. So if our DNA is fragmented, we must repair it. Because otherwise, the genes would never release the blueprint to a fragmented DNA. Never. Therefore, the person will produce symptom and disease, which is abnormalcy. We'll be veering off the paradigm of what's normal. A disease is abnormalcy, which means we're not supposed to have one. We're supposed to have health, which is normalcy. And the disease is abnormalcy, which means we must restore the normalcy. If we don't restore normalcy, our disease become more and more chronic until the point where our life would be at stake. This is what happens, brothers and sisters. This is the course of every disease. And every disease has the same contour. Every disease has a source that produces it. Go to the source, remove the source, ionize the cells to open them back up again and nourish them properly, remove the blood impurity, and the cells themselves will restore the person's health. And we repeat once again, food does not cure diseases, herbs does not cure diseases, and pharmaceutical drugs do not cure disease. They treat symptoms. Symptom is not the disease. It's an indication that you're veering off the paradigm of normalcy. It's a warning sign from the cell. The cell sometimes warns us 10 years, 20 years, 30 years before the disease even occurs. But since no one has taught us this, and we don't know what to do to correct the mistakes, we just keep repeating them. And then the disease manifests itself. We always get warning from our body. Our cells always warn us. They always warn us, brothers and sisters. But we have to know what the warning sign means. Sometimes you have broken a code on what those symptoms mean, the language of symptoms, the coded language that our cells speak to get our attention. So the disease, not the symptoms, are meant to kill us. It's meant for us to put things back to normalcy. That's what it means. That's what they're for, to get our attention, to put things back to normalcy, to make the correction. That's it. So the gene will never release the blueprint. The blueprint is the protein building instruction manual for the cells. Protein building instruction manual for the cell. That's what the blueprint is. If the cells do not have the blueprint, it cannot produce cell eccentric, body eccentric, and brain eccentric. They cannot produce them. And when these things are not being produced, a disease will occur. Doesn't make any difference where in the body. This happens. That is the source of every disease. It is because we eat food several times a day, brothers and sisters. It leaves behind debris, concretion, because we have salt in our blood that's going to react with the nutrients in the food. If we don't remove the debris periodically, it will turn into inflammatory debris. And this is how it all starts. The inflammation was sipped down into the matrix, causing it to become fractured and fissured. Cracks will be in the matrix that will weaken the matrix all over the different parts of the body. This will happen. And I'm describing what happened after eating food. So it's not enough to talk about nutrition. Nutrition does not cure disease. Nutrition is not health. When you start talking to people about health, the first thing they want to talk about, what do I eat? That's the problem, food. Food is a double-edged sword. It's a necessary evil. We'll stand it that way so we can get your attention. It's a necessary evil. That means if you eat food, you're going to get sick. But if you don't eat food, you're going to die of starvation. So what do? You use science to select the food to eat to live and stay healthy. Not only must we eat to live, we must eat to stay healthy. That's the key. If we just eat food and think that's all it takes, then we're going to be sick. Because that's what food does. It makes us sick. Because after eating the food, there's toxic left behind. There's additive left behind. There's cold tar derivative. There's dyes and preservatives. All these things are in the food. Toxic metal. Additive. And you can fast and release many of those things. But fasting is not going to clean up your blood. It releases and decompresses the cells. That is a good thing. But now you must ionize blood impurity. Every time you eat food, there's going to be blood impurity left behind. Our own body produces blood impurities, acids. The crab cycle produces strong acid, lithium acid, ammonia, lactic acid. Our own body produces these things, concretion, stones, gravel, sand, marble, gout, gouty deposit, cholesterol deposit. Our own body produces these things. When the cell breaks down, when they break down faster because of the poison we're eating, consuming, then we leave more debris and concretion behind. Whose job is to clean it up? Whose job is to carry out the garbage, the sludge that fills up the lymphatic vessels? Be so much in it, because if you're not ionizing, be so much garbage in the lymphatic vessel, the eyes will have to absorb some of it to keep the blood circulating. The ears will have to absorb some. The heart will have to absorb some. The lungs will have to absorb some. The kidneys will have to absorb some. And all the nephrons will eventually become clogged. Then the person will... Doctor would tell them, you must go on dialysis. Use subatomic particle periodically to ionize the kidney. You never have to go on dialysis. Brothers and sisters, what I'm saying is there's repair and maintenance that must be done on a daily basis. And we are sick because we're not doing them because no one has taught us to do them. The human body is high maintenance, not low. It requires more maintenance than our cars and our home. We live in our body 24/7, and health is not guaranteed to anyone. Health must be achieved by taking care of the needs of our cells, our DNA, protecting it, and protecting our blood, and removing blood impurity. That's what health is all about. Brother and sister, we have certainly enjoyed sharing today. We have a program coming on right after ours. It is Maya Ali Kuliha, and the host is Imam Abdul Aziz, and he's the Imam at Masjid Adam, the Center for Human Excellence in Bronx, New York. His motto is, we are together under any and all circumstances. That's his motto. We ask you to stay tuned to his program. He always has excellent information to share with his audience, to share with his audience. So please stay in place. After our program, we're going to give our contact information, then we will make our departure. We pray and hope that you gain knowledge from our program today, and that you were able to, and that you will be able to put these knowledge to use, the knowledge to use, and you get better and better and better at it. And if you want to get more advanced information, please go to the website of the American School of St. Thomas, your not-for-profit, and that website is amsos.org. AMSOS.org. You can click on courses there and learn about the school. You can click on article, many different articles related to the symptoms and disease that we all have, how to reverse them, cure them, and what must be done, and what correction of mistakes that we must correct. Brothers and sisters, if you have a need to speak with us, please feel free to dial 678-572-7269. That number again is 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D. Brother and sister, we also have a program every Tuesday called The Science of Health and You on IWDM Blog Talk Radio. Every Tuesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And all you have to do to participate and join us, and we ask you to join us, we'll be sharing more information on that program about health. All you have to do is dial in to 714-816-4673. 714-816-4673. No passcode is needed. That's tomorrow, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We also have a program every Saturday and Sunday morning called Morning Tylene from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. We share the first hour scientific verifiable information on how to gain optimal health. Please join us by dialing into 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322-pound. That number again is 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 28-pound-2322-pound. 289-2322-pound. So, brother and sister, we're at the end of our program. We greet everyone with the greeting of peace. Or assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Thank you.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين والصلاة الله وسلامه ورحمته وبركاته على صفوة الخلق سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه أجمعين ورحمة الله ومغفرته على تابعين وتابعين بإحسان إلى يوم الدين والسلام على إمام الدين والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون
refuge in Allah from Shaitan the accursed. And we begin with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We praise him and we seek his aid. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish his prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon his noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish the very same prayers, the very same peace, the very same mercy and blessings upon all of his family members who followed him in purification. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish the very same prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon all of his illustrious companions together. We ask the forgiveness of Allah and mercy upon the followers and their followers in excellence to the day of judgment. And we humbly ask Allah to establish his peace and his worth, as well as his mercy upon Imam Dr. Walter B. Muhammad, as we ask Allah to establish peace amongst ourselves and the righteous servants of Allah. No matter where we may be, no matter where we may be from, and to all of that we say, Ameen. I only bear witness that there is none worthy of worship or praise except Allah, who is unique without any associate whatsoever, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. Allah calls our attention in the Quran, and he says, O you who believe, be mindful of Allah and fear him with irrational fear, and let every person consider what they send out for tomorrow. And be mindful of Allah, fear him rationally, for surely he is aware of everything that you do. Dear brothers and sisters, we want to welcome you to tonight's edition of Ma'iyya al-Kuli Hal. I'm your host, Imam Abdulaziz. We're broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM360. And we're welcoming you tonight, dear brothers and sisters, as always, by first asking you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of the twin servant, Thomas Abdul Salam. And we ask you to be generous on behalf of his family. We also ask you to be generous on behalf of Imam Khalifa Ramadan and his family. And we also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Vernon Fareed and his family, Imam Asian Muhammad and his family, Sister Doreen Muhammad and her family. We ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Rafiq Rasul, Imam Rafiq Rasul. And also on behalf of Imam Farouk Abdul Wali and his family. We also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Sister Aisha, the wife of Imam Abdul Karim Hamid, and one of our very own. We ask you to also be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Abdul Baqi Abdul Hamid and his family, Imam Qasim Ahmed and his family, as well as Imam Muhammad Ansari and his family. We ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Ali Rashid and his family, Imam Abdul Majid Karim Hassan and his family. On behalf of Sister Al-Hajjah Farja Tyson, on behalf of Sister Al-Hajjah Robina Lebron, and on behalf of Sister Dalila Shahid, Sister Robin Muhammad, we ask you to be generous in your supplication on their behalf, and all of those that we did not mention who you may know, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them, to grant them forgiveness, grant them protection, and grant them a high station in Jannah. And to that we say, Ameen. Tonight, dear brothers and sisters, we want to talk to you a little bit about the Imams Conference that's coming up in Orlando, Florida. And the date is set for October 20th to the 20, through the 22nd, 2023, Orlando, Florida, where they're planning on a very important meeting concerning the association of Imam Dr. Warathuddin Muhammad. It's been 15 years, and we need to get together. I'm hoping and praying that your imam from where you are is going to come in Orlando, Florida, and join us, and so that we can have a progress report and then ultimately go back to the house with some instructions, with some marching orders, if you will. We're living in a time now, dear brothers and sisters, where you see, you know, propaganda and all those other things have become the way of the land. And it's the same old rhetoric. It's the same old tactics that they do. They come around every few years with the same stuff. So they're back again. They're back again, dear brothers and sisters. They're back again trying to connect the Muslims with the very thing that they couldn't catch them with when they spied on them. So how is it now, after all this time, 20-some years after 9/11, and you didn't find any terrorists in our community? You didn't find anybody that had those leanings in our community. So you keep doubling back. So you double back. Now it's Palestine and Hamas. But let me explain something to you, brothers and sisters, about Palestine and Hamas. I don't even know if Hamas even exists, because up to this point, we never saw a full representative of Hamas. But the other point here, dear brothers and sisters, is that Hamas is not a religious group. Hamas, according to the way they describe Hamas, that's not a group of Muslims. That's a group of people that are nationalist. That their program is not to establish the Quran. Their program is to establish some freedom and equality amongst the Palestinian people. So why, when something breaks out as a result and you are blaming them or claiming that they had done something, your propaganda, just propaganda, man, but you justify killing because of a killing. But you don't just call for some kickback. You're killing indiscriminately innocent women and children who did have nothing to do with any of that, and then you're saying you're wiping out the entire Gaza. SubhanAllah. Displacing 2 million people? Wow. And no one say, hey, hold on a second, man. Wait. Calm and held heads have to prevail here. But instead, no. This rhetoric has gotten so bad, dear brothers and sisters, where they're believing anything. As long as it's on the news, they believe it. But the Muslim is supposed to be careful about what he takes in. How many of us are careful about what we take in? Tell me what you think about that. Tell me what you're thinking. What's on your mind this evening?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi al-kareem. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum, we're back. And we have a caller, 747. State your name, where you're calling from. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. This is Farida.
Assalamu alaikum, Farida.
Wa alaikum assalam. I'd like to say that 9/11's alleged inside job brought in surveillance for the New World Order readiness that they needed to bring in the New World Order. And while a forced war was brought to Iraq because of that, and naturally our religious group was targeted around the world. But Reagan, it was the Republicans, Reagan and Daddy Bush, who proudly on camera spoke about the New World Order that they wanted to bring in. While baby Trump, it happened to be under his watch that 9/11 happened. Trump's administration caused hate between the right and the left masses by getting Republicans to believe that the Democratic masses are guilty of the crimes that the elites do behind closed doors, who happen to be guilty in both parties. But the masses was accused of all being pedophiles. And the masses of Democrats are accused of wanting to bring in Marxism and communism. But how can that be when the New World Order does not benefit the masses who are made slaves? It benefits the elites. We have to think. Now, if you just watch the movie called 1984, that movie breaks it down on just how their New World Order is planning on making us slaves. Israel was already in crisis with Netanyahu. So therefore, Netanyahu was in crisis with some of the people of Israel. Then Trump comes along and he presents, conveniently on camera, he presented where he could have declassified a document which was a planned war on Iran. He could have declassified it if he was president. However, he said, he's no longer president, therefore he can't classify it. Conveniently on camera. Now, you mean to tell me, we've known this because a U.S. general had revealed this also on camera years before Trump even became president. So why did he choose what was already revealed to say, look what's here. Oh, my goodness, I could have declassified it if I was still president, meaning that he was talking to this person after his presidency. I could have declassified it. They wanted to go into Iran. But I can't now because I'm not president anymore. Why would he claim to want to declassify something that was already revealed years before his presidency? We have to wake up and stop being manipulated. We have to think. Now, after Trump shows us this document, then what happens if you notice, I don't know what they're going to add to the video, or take away, but I have watched that first so-called strike over and over again, and not one time during the very first blow-up of those buildings did I see missiles hit it. What I saw was what we saw on 9/11, what was reported on 9/11. People have reported that they actually saw explosions at the base of the towers. And most of the country doesn't even know that most of the people don't even know that tower number 7 also went down later that day, and in the exact same way, at exact same speed, into its footprint from fires, from material that doesn't burn, even like the steel beams and stuff that doesn't even burn. Okay, wait, I'm almost finished. Now we have a declaration of war once again. And now they're showing you pictures of women being taken. And so everybody is going to, what they are seeking for is reaction. And from that reaction, they want divide and conquer. There are people who want both. They're doing this divide and conquer, but they don't even want either to survive. They want both exterminated. Why? Because the New World Order does not include religion. And we have to just wake up and stop. This is not even a good time to speak about the fact that Muslims are being occupied over there, because they are even using truth against us, toward their aim. And so that's about what I have to share.
Well, thank you so much. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. It's been a long time, sis. It's been a long time. And hopefully we'll hear from you again sometime soon. In the meantime, keep up your du'as. And stay woke, man, because, you know, we're living in that time, like you said. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, look at my salam. Yeah, I was talking on the show just now. Okay, you can continue to listen.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We're back. And again, dear brothers and sisters, you're listening to Ma'iya ala al-Kuli Hal. I'm your host, Imam Abdul Aziz. We're broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM 360. Please be mindful, dear brothers and sisters, when we talk in terms of media, when we talk in terms of the things that are going around, the current affairs of society's current affairs. We look at the current affairs, we look at the way of the world, we must, there's no question about it, we have to look into it carefully. Allah in the Quran, He's made it clear, إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَسِيكُمْ بِنَبَاءٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. With an unrighteous person bring you information, look into it carefully. And so, when you look at society and you're looking at the way things are going, please keep in mind, dear brothers and sisters, that there may very well be an aim behind everything you see. And what you see may not be exactly what it is. It might be something else. May Allah help us, and may He guide us to that we say I mean. We're going to stop for a second, and we'll get right back to you, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Nirmat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM 360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Monday. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We're back, dear brothers and sisters, and we have a caller. Assalamu alaikum. State your name, where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
This is Sister Amina from Georgia.
How you doing, Sister Amina?
Yes, sir. I just got in, and I tuned you all on. And I'm hearing what should be commentary all over, you know. But what I wanted to mention is that we as citizens and even those that are in other parts of the world should know by now that American mainstream media news has been censored. It's been censored. We don't get the real news. We never get what the real news is. They give us propaganda. There's been books that have been written about the fact that mainstream media has been hijacked a long time ago. And what we also get is a whole lot of corruption involved in foreign policy that has nothing to do with everyday Americans, and that, you know, they use religion and their Islamophobia machine, because they have an Islamophobia network where they have actual people that have paid positions in these groups to spread propaganda, lies, outright hostility and hatred for anything about Islam. And what the American public should know and realize by now, there's a difference between CIA operative groups, because a lot of these groups are culture, full of cultural people, and there are Arabs and nobody else represents Muslim. There are Arab Christians, and there's a lot of people all over the world that they live in that part of the world, or they're from that part of the world. You know, what comes to mind is these Saudi sheikhs and all of these people, mullahs and you know, different ones, you know, that have all these, make all these deals with American so-called lawmakers or policymakers. And then when they fall out with each other, then they put the propaganda out, or either they put puppets up in these countries. And this situation that has gone on in the Middle East, which is in Africa, that's the other thing. It is in Africa. It's in the African continent. Has been fueled and corrupted for centuries. What has happened is the foreign policy decisions and the war machine have collided for years to drive those people from their lands for a long time, and then they justify it by starting a war. This is what they do. And then they want to try to castigate a whole religion when their religious faith does everything under the sun, so much corruption, try to take away people's rights with all of this plandemic with the COVID, should show everybody, is coming out about that, how they really want, as the sister was saying, a new world order. They want to be the religion. They want to wipe out everybody's faith and everybody's rights, because there are Christians in that part of the world. So we have to stop being fooled by their propaganda. They have a bigger agenda, and it's not for the good of anybody. It's about putting themselves in power and taking land, greed, corruption, and taking people's lands and their resources again. So it's time out for all of this. Nobody's fooled anymore. People know that 9/11 was an implosion. There were Muslims that were killed in 9/11. They never talk about it on mainstream. I looked into alternative media now. I have several channels I listen to alternative, because I know that they're going to lie, and they're still lying. They're still lying, trying to justify wars, trying to justify conflict, trying to justify divisions, trying to justify hatred for one group over another, and killing innocent lives that have nothing to do with the corruption and the foreign policy dirt that they have spread all over the world. It's time for it to end. They have no power unless they start wars and divide people. It's their time is up. I just wanted to say that. I'm so tired of these people, all of them, you know, and then you have some that look like us that are of other religions. Oh, see those Muslims. Oh, first of all of these groups, they're CIA operatives. They're not real Muslims. They're nationalist groups. They don't represent Islam. They are not. You have many, many, many. I mean, there, look, so many groups in the past have been found to be on the CIA's payroll, really enemies of this whole country, of everybody. So it needs to end. And this government that keeps trying to censor and contain freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of religion, that's the other thing. They want to take away your religious freedom and your religious exemption and your religious rights and just do away with the Constitution and your other informed consent rights, so they can just take over everything. It is not going to happen. Time is up for corruption. It's time for a new way. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu Akbar. We appreciate those comments, dear sister. And we want to tell you that we're very happy to have you on tonight. It's been a long time. I haven't heard from you in a while. I was wondering how you were doing. And I'm so happy that you were able to call into the show. And I'm even more pleased with your comments. May Allah bless you, sis. Keep you strong. May He protect you. And may He continue to bless you. I mean, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
So we have one more caller, 747. State your name, where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum, it's me again. I just wanted to quickly say, after the last sister mentioned a foreign policy, all Trump had to do, if he was true to his word, was to have declassified, like he said he couldn't declassify if I was president, still president. All he had to do was declassify what he called the swamp in foreign policy and bring both parties together in on this. But we weren't invited to the MAGA party. We weren't invited. Why? Why was it necessary to divide? Okay, it's in that movie, 1984. And it goes directly all into the New World Order. People, you are being deceived. Those of you who think that Trump is for you, you are being deceived. He could have been the best president. And if he had just declassified what he said, what that they were going to do with Iran, to plan on attacking Iran, which was already known among the masses because, like I said, a general had already revealed that. But that was all he had to do, which he wouldn't do. And now, guess who? Do we have to guess who is the country who they're blaming for this attack? Iran, of course. We have to stop being so gullible. They can only do this as long as we let them. And this is why I go all the way back to my conversation months ago about the fact that Elijah Muhammad said that in order for us to escape the grips of these people who are against us, we have to study their plans. We have to know their plans. But there's some who just want this kumbaya, kumbaya. That's not gonna work.
All right, so sis, thank you so much. We have a couple more callers, and we're running out of time, so I want to try to get those other callers in. We pray a lot that you continue to bless you, and hopefully we'll hear from you soon.
My brother Earl also wants to say something.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead, Ricky.
Assalamu alaikum, Imam Aziz.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yeah, I just got out of surgery today. But I wanted to comment on what Imam Waqi Muhammad said about the Jacobite Jew was the one bringing up pizza, showing it to the world, and Jesus being blonde-headed and blue-eyed. Yeah, now, what your sister also said about the Muslim CIA, they not really Muslims, and what Al-Islam, they getting what they deserve. They started all this nonsense with the false worship of Allah. And now, in order for this thing to be straightened out, they're going to have to go with the right God, whose proper name is Allah. Okay, they got this tissue, and they're causing all these problems today. And during the war with Israel and the Arab brothers and the Palestine brothers, in wartime, they did some vicious stuff to the brothers, raped their wives, raped their daughters right in front of them. Now, the terrorist brothers, they kill a lot of innocent people. When I don't understand why they're harming innocent people. They got harmed, and it was innocently harmed by what Israelites do. They don't tell you what Israelites do in Pakistan. Mm-hmm. And they always want to say what Pakistan's doing to Israelites, like the Israel people are so holier than thou. And a lot of that is true. But this is nothing compared to what's going to happen until they bring Allah, God, back into their lives. It's taking prayer out of school. They're creating false gods and praying to them. When the Quran say they can't even do nothing. They can't answer prayers to do nothing. Only the right God can answer prayers. These people got to straighten up and fly right and worship Allah the right way that he's supposed to be worshipped. Or a whole lot of things is going to start happening on this planet Earth. And from what I understand, when a lot of death, the prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, I think it was said that when you see a lot of death and all that, the dead judgment is near. Yeah, and that's just what's going on in this world today. How can they think that they're going to be all right? America and all these people, and they're not worshiping Allah right. Jesus is not Allah, and especially that picture they projected it to the whole world. They're going all over the world with that color of blonde and blue eyes. Now they're taking that down. But they're still saying God's got a son and all this stuff is going to cause them to go down. And the Jacob like you is the one that started all this nonsense. And now they're getting back. The only way they're going to straighten this out is to pick up the Quran, which they saw, study in secret, and start straightening up and fly right. That's the only way this thing is going to get straightened out. And Rimal Rahim, I'm showing them two images from God. Thank you for letting me speak. I know we don't have that much time left, but thank you for reading my sister. I was just surgery. I had to get a rod out of my thigh, and I'm going to have another hip replacement. And I was scared. I'll tell you the truth, but Allah can't do for me. And I thank Allah for all the Muslims that sent their prayers to do us for me. Allah has answered my prayer and their prayer. And he will answer ours. Let us remake the world and stand up for what's right today. Allah Akbar. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salamu alaykum. Thank you so much. 727, place your name where you're calling from.
Yes, Martha Nyla, I'm calling from St. Petersburg, Florida, and greetings of peace to everyone. Very timely and right to the point for myself, and not speaking as an organization, for myself, is that I first have to think how the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, dealt with controversies and direct attacks, and then how forming alliances, and then the information I read in Surah 30, everyone, if you have the Quran and you read on the history of Heraclius, Heraclius, the king, and what transpired, and how Persia, which is now Iran, was so integral in a decision to, praise be to Almighty God, you know, being, as they say, being armed with right information is true, and then having mutual consultation, not so much on the Broadway or on the open forum, but definitely having that mutual consultation to make decisions that are very important to everyone's life. Thank you so much. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salamu wa barakatuh. Thank you so much. 401, state your name, where you're calling from. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum, 401. 706, state your name, where you're calling from. As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And so, dear brothers and sisters, you're listening to Ma'iyya ala al-Kuli. I'm your host, Imam Abdul Aziz. We're broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM 360. Please be mindful, dear brothers and sisters. as we give our opinions and our feelings on an individual basis. AM360 is most certainly without question a place where you can come and voice your opinion. And your opinion, it may not necessarily agree with everybody else's. It may not be the opinion of the host. It might not be the opinion of the station. It might be the opinion of the station. It might be the opinion of the host. But the reality is that this is your home, and this is where your voice can be heard. We want you to know, dear brothers and sisters, that our prayers go out for all of those who have lost their lives in senseless violence. I was making a comment on in reference to some of the propaganda, the videos that they're showing now, these propaganda videos. And the question is, how is it that we respond to senseless killing by senseless killing? It has nothing to do with being a Muslim. It has nothing to do with you being Jewish. It has nothing to do with you being Christian. It has a lot to do with the politics in which you promote. It has a lot to do with your politics. And whatever your politics are, that's where you're leaning. And so it's not about religion. Because religion in and of itself tells you don't do that. Religion in and of itself is clear about your position on all of that. The religion in and of itself, whether you say you're Jewish, whether you say you're Christian, whether you say you're Muslim, each faith says something about compassion. Each faith has a foundation. It's rooted in compassion, kindness, love, safety, security. These pro-life efforts that they seem to forget about but have the nerve to call somebody Muslim when they're not pro-life. When you no longer look at the principles of the religion and follow those principles, you can say what you want to say you are, but you're not who you say you are. Because who you say you are is not what you say you are, it's what you do. So you're going to have to learn how to disseminate that, dear brothers and sisters, and tell the difference. Just because his name is Ahmed doesn't mean he's doing things that Ahmed is supposed to be doing. And Ahmed at that time doesn't represent the religion. Just because this guy has a foreign name doesn't mean that he's in the fold of Islam. They said that the religion itself is supposed to be judged by the religion itself. The religion is not judged by the people and their works. People are not perfect, but they're hijacked the same way that they're trying to make this seem like this is just as bad as 9/11. Come on, man. Come on, man. But it's a propaganda vehicle. The machine is turned on. They turn on the propaganda machine because they have it in, and something's fishy here, dear brothers and sisters. Don't be fooled. Allah says, when an unrighteous person brings you information, look into it carefully. 706, state your name. Where you calling from?
Yes, Brother Muhammad from the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad by the way of Columbus, Georgia. And as always, our job is to make things clear. And one of the most compassionate things that Allah lets us know is that whoever dies in faith to him, Allah gives him the Jannah. And this helps us deal with the reality that we're still in when those who go on forward to where Allah has promised them how to deal with what is back here. Until what we say the Muslim world lives, not practice, but live these five pillars, these articles of faith, then we are not living al-Islam. As long as we are divided and not one soul, but a bunch of almost 9 million souls lost in all of this confusion and distraction to keep us from coming back together as one soul, wanting for your brother and sister, what you want for yourself. So that is still going to be the key, regardless of how much we let Shaitan and those who are under his influence distract us with their foolishness. They're killing each other. They're genociding against each other. They're perverting each other. We have to understand our job is to model and give them an alternative to live in. Like Allah said, Allah said, this day I have given all of humanity, paraphrasing, a way of life, not a religion, but a way of life. That religion talk that we keep saying about Islamic religion, that was just a way that was taught to us to bridge the gap between our Christian mentality or any other kind of mentality, saying that what you believe in right now is could change at any time. But a way of life that Allah creates never changed. And so he gave us a way of Islam. He said it'll never change if you put your will in the will that he blew in us to protect us from this test that we're going through to be the best of creation. And every time we get close to putting our will into the will of Allah in deeds and actions, here comes something else happening in another world. And Allah is the Lord of all the worlds. It ain't like he don't know what's going on. Allah is the Lord of all worlds. And nothing happens on this reality we're in without his permission. We just got to be thankful that all those innocent people, be it from floods, hurricanes, war, the believers amongst them, Allah is going to compensate them. Allahu Akbar. He's going to compensate them and give them something that if only we knew, we wish we had right now. And that's peace. Peace. But we can obtain peace in this reality by calling those who say they are Christians. Let the Christians call the Christians. Let the Hindus call the Hindus. And let the Muslims call the Muslims. And then we call each other to shura, consultation, and come to common terms like we see it was done in Medina. And it took the prophet of Almighty God, Allah, who brought that about, and the Quran, and Allah, the creator of all of them. And they agreed. Even right now, a lot of people don't know, you go to Medina, it ain't what you think it is. But they have agreed to something that's going to save their lives. And it's called peace, al-Islam, that Quran, that agreement that they made with the prophet, al-Islam, the final prophet. Is what holding them together right now and being a city of light for those who believe. But it is not the final light. When we establish the light of the Quran, when we establish the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad, which has everybody in it, every skin color if you're still on that level, every type of hair if you're still on that level, every color of eye if you're still on that level, you become one soul. But we're going to have opposition. And Allah is letting them know that opposition ain't outside of us. It's inside of us. The hypocrite. The disbeliever. The troublemaker. So until we come to common terms with ourselves and have shura, so that we can see if all of us who are sincere are following in the footsteps of the leader of humanity. Not only just us, Prophet Muhammad is the leader of humanity. And anybody can step in his steps and follow their way to the next world reality. Right here, and the one that Allah has waiting for. Do what Allah has guaranteed all of us. Pray. Pray. Because you see the people who are out here, they ain't trying to pray. They trying to... So more with the gas on the fire? That's the politics we talking about. Ain't never throwing more gas on the fire. But when we come together, and we already got a nice head start, we got almost 2 billion people who, when they have been confronted with shura and separate the wheat from the tare and accepting all the different language we know of the other revelations before Quran, then we will have standing tall. The believers in Allah in the last day and the life hereafter. So all this talking stuff about stuff is compassionate, no doubt about it. It's human. But can you imagine when Lot and them left out of Gomorrah, all of the Muslims who stayed behind? Can you imagine when Prophet Muhammad said he was on a hijra? How many Muslims stayed behind? Can you imagine when Musa left Pharaoh? How many Muslims stayed behind? Allah said, keep your eye focused. He'll take care of them. Don't you lose your control and do the same thing and use the same tools that Shaitan has used against you to make you get off your square. Get off your post. Get out of your reality. Because then the same thing is going to happen to you. Everybody knows two wrongs don't make a right. We know that's not Islamic leadership who would go attack an enemy and cause so many innocent people to be killed and knowing that they can't win. So we know somebody else is behind them. Who promised Hamas? Who promised those people who started what's going on over right now? Who promised that they will support them? Nobody but Shaitan. And he sends them out there and attacks a force of venomous people, rejecters of faith, and then they use that to pull us off of our balance. The best thing we can do for the Muslims, the Jews, and everybody else who died on this planet, over in Hawaii, all the people in the different, we need to pray for each other. But we don't believe in prayer that way. We don't really understand the power of prayer.
We need to unify.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate your comments, my brother. Please call in next week. We want to finish this conversation next week. May Allah continue to bless you. 504, we don't have time for your call. However, 504, you can close us out, inshallah ta'ala.
Alhamdulillah. If Muslims are not careful, they will be behaving like the war machine Israel. Israel's behavior has been traced back to the treatment Israel received in Germany under Hitler. It's not Israel, but it's the people who call themselves Israelis in the Middle East and have established for themselves, with the help of the West, a conceited nation and government. Those people have behavior today that if we are to understand it, we would have to go back to that time of suffering under Nazis. The Nazis had a powerful war machine government and believed that military was the way to gain power and dominance over the world. Israel has shown by its behavior that it believes that the abuse believed. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikumsalam wa barakatuh, my brother. And may Allah bless you and reward you. Thank you so much. إلى الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته